Have you ever held something so small it could fit in your palm, yet felt like it contained the entire universe? For a young boy sitting beneath his adopted tree in elementary school, digging until his fingers found a small rock, that moment split time in two. It wasn't just a rock. It felt like a direct message from creation itself, opening his heart to possibilities he couldn't yet name. Decades later, that same boy would abandon a six-figure salary to build furniture with his hands, reconnecting to that childlike wonder when the world felt full of magic and meaning. Clint Harp's grandfather built a 9-foot yellow pine table overlooking the Chattahoochee River, where family gathered for meals that stretched into storytelling sessions. That table wasn't furniture. It was the heart of family life, the stage where relationships deepened and memories took root. Growing up shuttling between divorced parents at a Kentucky Fried Chicken parking lot, young Clint learned emotional survival early. His mother transformed 8 moves in 8 years into adventures with infectious laughter. His grandfather Martin, a World War II Navy signalman who built a packaging empire and constructed homes by hand, embodied the self-made spirit. "If you've got a table saw, you can make just about anything," Martin told him. Words that would echo through Clint's entire life. By his late 20s, Harp had everything society promises will make you happy. A lucrative medical sales position in Houston, a six-figure income, a nice home. Yet he was profoundly miserable. Selling infusion therapy felt morally bankrupt. He saw dollar signs floating above patients' heads, knowing their prolonged illnesses meant greater profit. Working with Paul, a life coach who had once climbed the corporate ladder only to lose what mattered most, Harp began confronting brutal truths at their bi-weekly Starbucks meetings. Through Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning and Honest Reflection, one answer kept surfacing. He wanted to build furniture. "You can't be happy if you're living a lie," Paul would say. But Harp had responsibilities, a wife, 2 young children, including a son with a genetic metabolic disorder, mounting bills. When he finally confessed to his wife, Kelly, that he needed to quit despite having no safety net, her response changed everything. "Okay, Clint, I'm with you. We can do this." He gave his 2 weeks' notice and texted a picture of someone jumping off a cliff, arms spread wide, trading security for authenticity, comfort for meaning. The transition nearly destroyed them. Savings evaporated. Credit cards were declined at grocery stores. When Kelly pursued her master's at Baylor, they sold their Houston home and crammed into a tiny Waco apartment while Harp desperately searched for an affordable workshop. Then came divine intervention at a gas station. Standing with an empty tank and emptier wallet, Harp ran into Chip Gaines, to whom he'd awkwardly left a voicemail months earlier. That chance encounter led to a 3-hour drive around Waco, dinner with Chip and Joanna, and eventually Joanna asking if he could build furniture from her sketches. Despite having no proper shop and nearly zero resources, he said yes. Through a Habitat for Humanity connection, Harp secured a 1,600-square-foot shop for $25 monthly. He scavenged pallets around town and agreed to complete multiple pieces within 2 months. His inexperience showed painfully when creating turned legs for Joanna's farm table. 4 hours on a single leg left him devastated. He brought that failure home, where his children covered it with encouraging stickers. When Joanna spotted it, she insisted it was perfect. That perceived failure became Harp's signature design, proof that our greatest successes often emerge from what we initially consider mistakes. When Joanna mentioned HGTV's interest in Fixer Upper, Harp stayed outwardly calm while internally ecstatic. During filming, workers tossed beautiful antique shiplap into a dumpster. He dove in to salvage it, only to have a producer rush over asking him to wait for cameras, inadvertently creating his television persona as the dumpster-diving, reclaimed wood-loving carpenter. As Fixer Upper exploded in popularity, Harp's business grew alongside it. He expanded his team, Kelly transformed their carport into a storefront, and they eventually employed 25 people. The exposure brought unexpected opportunities, online HGTV content, a DIY network pilot, and eventually Woodwork, which premiered in May 2018. Perhaps most surreal was becoming a Citizen Watch spokesperson in New York City, following Eli Manning and Kelly Clarkson. Surrounded by 30 impeccably dressed people and sophisticated equipment, the self-described buck-toothed kid from Atlanta felt completely out of place, until the makeup artist recognized him from Fixer Upper and shared how his work inspired her family's renovation. In that moment, Harp understood his work's true impact extended far beyond furniture or television ratings. Crafting furniture mirrors crafting a meaningful life. Both require shaping raw materials with vision and adaptability. When preparing boards for a tabletop, beloved parts must be cut away, but the board moves closer to its purpose. Growth demands letting go of comfortable but limiting aspects of ourselves. Harp describes turning a leg on a lathe as therapeutic. It's like throwing a magical cloak over myself that makes the world's concerns disappear. Applying the final coat of finishing oil feels like saying goodbye to a friend. He recognizes these tables become gathering places where families share their lives. Deep in its grain will live family secrets and intimate conversations. It will support the weight of pain and emotion, bear the marks of those who lingered there, and absorb the carvings of children who sat, dreamed, and began their journeys around it. An image of a struggling single mother in Manhattan whose daughter ate dinner off a stepladder, their only furniture, crystallized his purpose, creating tables where families could gather, learn, grow, and work through life's challenges together. Looking back over 40 years, Harp acknowledges almost nothing turned out as expected. He plays a mental game sometimes, predicting how situations will unfold, and he's never right. Since life is one surprise after another, he reflects, why not veer off the beaten path and invent our own journey? Throughout the journey, Kelly has been both supporter and collaborator. Despite arguing over trivial things, once having a full-blown battle in the grocery store over butter, he wouldn't want to walk this road with anyone else. We've created something beautiful, a home, family, business, and love. That's been the best ride of our lives. In an era dominated by mass production, Harp's work represents something rare, objects made with care, intended to last generations. The most meaningful feedback comes from ordinary people inspired by his journey. Hearing that our work inspires others is life's greatest joy. In a world measuring success by salary and status, we've forgotten that fulfillment comes from alignment, when what you do matches who you are. Your life isn't a dress rehearsal for someone else's script. Dust off those old passions, embrace uncertainty, and start building something that matters. The greatest risk isn't failure, it's spending your life creating someone else's dream instead of your own.